Chris Zierke, how are you?
Good, Alex. Good to be back.
We are here to talk about franchises.
We are. Life in Glass podcast, we talked about pre-franchise due diligence and some things like that. And now we're going to talk, I think, about today, what happens when you actually sign your franchise agreement.
Chris, you have been a franchisee several times over.
I have.
What was a major legal issue that you found yourself confronting as a franchisee?
Well, so it's funny. You spent all of this time, you know, with in your due diligence and talking to other franchisees, and then you sign the franchise agreement, and then all of a sudden, like in 24 hours, it hits you like, oh crap, I've got to open up my franchise. And for us, it was restaurants, and it can be whatever concept it is. And for a lot of us, there's a retail component, and the first major thing you're dealing with is your commercial lease. There are significant requirements that the franchisor will impose on you in terms of the build-out, right? They have their set standards for their construction, and you have to go out and find an architect, and then you have to find out a general contractor, all at the same time while you have to fit in your training with the franchisor, and at the same time when you're trying to hire employees. So you have immediately three things you're dealing with the build-out being your most important, because if you can't get built out, you can't open.
So walk us through the process. What should folks expect to deal with once they've actually found a place they like?
So initially, once you find a space, the franchisor usually has the right to approve or not approve, and let's assume they approve it. The first thing you are most likely dealing with the landlord is negotiating an LOI for your basic lease terms, right? What is your rent?
An LOI is?
Letter of intent.
Okay.
Setting out your basic lease terms, right? What is your rent? What is your tenant allowance? And all these, what is your term? What are your renewal options? And all things like that. And then from there, and that's actually a pretty short document, 2 or 3 pages. And then from there, you start working on the lease.
And I imagine that particularly for someone that's never negotiated a commercial lease before, that might be a little scary. Is that person relying on lawyers? Is that person relying on the franchisor? Is he or she relying on their cousin? What are the resources available to the franchisee in working with a commercial lease?
So the most important thing for every single franchisee, at this point, they should really be having this reviewed by an attorney. There are significant legal provisions that could affect their franchise and how they operate that if they don't have an attorney, especially who doesn't understand how the lease needs to work with the franchise agreement, right? To some degree, they have to work together.
And at the LOI stage, putting in terms that they might later regret when they're negotiating the actual lease language might be difficult.
That's a great point. And LOIs come in different forms. I like to have a good LOI. And again, I would have your attorney review that. A lot of franchisees will use a broker, a real estate broker. And brokers, at least in my experience, have done a great job with some of those LOIs. And having a broker, by the way, isn't even a bad idea. They're really good because they understand landlords and some of the things landlords like and don't want per location. But I found working, especially if you can find an attorney who works well with the brokers, because I think that's your best play right there. Good broker, good attorney, working together on the LOI, and then having your attorney take over full time on the lease.
Right. And the thing of it is, what I would tell people, as a litigator, I will tell you, Chris, that we've inherited cases. We've had clients come to us where they only relied on their broker.
Right. And that's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your broker is unable to give legal advice.
That is absolutely correct.
So now we're in that lease stage. So now an LOI has been signed. It has the rent amount, the tenant improvement allowance, the term of the lease. And so now we're at the lease stage,
right?
What should the franchisee expect in this?
So there are a couple of things that franchisees need to make sure they understand. I mean, obviously their lawyer should be explaining this to them, right? But at the end of the day, as a franchisee, you're responsible to understand your lease. And so one of the things that's important to understand is what your rent is, right? It's at the end of the day, most leases are triple net leases, right? So you have your base rent, which is the rent rate times the square foot, but then you have additional rent, right, which is made up of CAM and taxes and insurance. And so it's important to understand what your total lease is, and then how does that additional rent and your base rent escalate over the term of your lease? Something it's so simple, but I've seen it so many times, right? You need to make sure your lease term ties to the franchise's lease term or the franchise's term, right? the last thing you would want is to have a 10-year franchise agreement and a 5-year lease. And the other thing, it's so important, is to know your renewal dates and what your notices are. Unfortunately, too many tenants forget to give notice to their landlords that they want to renew for a term, right? So maybe they renew their franchise agreement, but they fail to renew their lease. Their landlord wants someone else in there. Unfortunately, that's obviously a very bad position to be in.
What about inspections? When does that happen?
So let's even take a step back from inspections. Because as a franchisee, at the end of the day, what's one of the most important things to understand is you're going to request that space be delivered to you in a certain condition.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you get the space, whatever condition it is, you are then responsible, right? These are your costs at this point to get the space built out to whatever the specs are of the franchisor. And it's important from a loan perspective. It's important to truly understand how your capital expenditures are going to be put to use, right? And so it's important to understand, are you getting the space as a cold vanilla shell, right, which is basically walls and a floor? Or is it going to be plumbed in? Or, you know, is you're going to have utilities piped in and all that stuff? Is that your starting? That's a huge cost difference right there from where you're starting at, right? And then when it comes to a tenant allowance, what's obviously, we think of tenant allowances, the landlord's going to give you $50,000 or $100,000. But how is that being actually paid to you? Is it being paid to you in cash? If it's cash, by the way, there are tax consequences to that. That's like kind of like revenue. Or are they going to pay $50,000 to $100,000 worth of your work, which is not taxable? So that's always preferred. And again, that's why it's important to understand what the landlord's past history is and kind of how the landlord operates. But all of that is so important. And a lot of that takes place in the LOI. That's, again, goes back to why a lawyer really needs to be part of the LOI.
So let's say at this point you've now cleared with both the landlord and your franchisor that the premises are sufficient for your needs, right?
Okay.
And for the franchisor's needs.
Correct.
And that the build-out, regardless of who pays for it, is going to also meet your needs and the franchisor's needs. So now I guess the inspections are completed. Presumably you've...
So inspections are funny. So at the end of the day, once all of the build-out is done, you're going to work with your contractor, get it inspected. So the landlords inspect it. Obviously, the building officials will inspect it. But your franchisor most also likely inspect it as well.
Right.
One of the things that I've seen, unfortunately, at times is, you know, the city at times can be easier than the franchisor. So the franchisor comes in at the end and they'll go, sure, it's fine, it meets code and all that stuff, but your painting, right, the painting is wrong.
Yeah.
The soffit is just a little off. The coloring's off.
Right.
And that's additional work that you'd have to do. So it's really important to understand both all of those needs.
What other concepts should the franchisee make sure they negotiate with the landlord?
Well, so here's an important one. And it's not even so much, it's a combination of negotiating with a landlord, understanding your city, and understanding the franchisor's requirement, and that is signage. So most landlords have signage requirements. And most of the time, their requirements are not the same as the franchisor's, right? So your franchisor has their brand standard signage requirements, the landlord has requirements, and then you have the city's requirements on signage too. And it is really important to understand how those three have to mix and match and be the same by the time the lease is signed. Usually in the LOI, signage is very loosely defined. And I think actually that's probably okay because you don't know everything at that time.
Yeah.
But in the LOI, at least if you stay, landlord will agree to franchise or signage, you're probably okay going forward. But even if it's silent in the LOI, it's really important in the lease to make sure that's all tied up together.
What else besides signage do you want to make sure you bring up with the landlord before the lease is signed or while you're negotiating?
So there's two things that, to me, is one is exclusivity. And it's a concept that's not always easy to get. It's one that I feel passionate about fighting for, though. And again, this happens generally in the LOI. If you don't have it in the LOI, you're not going to get it in the lease.
Right.
And so depending on your concept, and maybe your concept, it's not a big deal too, but I can tell you in the food business, it's a big deal.
The practical example is you want to be...
I was the only sandwich shop in the landlord space. And the other thing that I'm passionate about is I am not a big believer in security deposits, especially in a commercial setting. This is not me trying to rent, you know, an apartment.
Right.
And so sometimes you just can't get it. But again, to me, that's something that I personally... Because that's cash. Cash is so important for a franchisee, right? You only have so much cash, and you don't want to blow it on a security deposit. So if you can get away from that, that's another thing I would look to try to get to get out of.
Any other terms that you want to make sure you you talk about at the LOI or the lease stage?
So every single provision in the lease, right, has some impact. And I think, you know, there are sections on use and how we're supposed to use the space and requirements, right, in terms of what you're responsible to do and what is included in the CAM, which is your common area maintenance, what costs are part of that. Those are all really important to define.
Chris, thank you very much. That was super helpful. Folks, if you want to learn more about franchise law, call Chris Zierke. Check out his page on our website at GertzbergLaw.com. And Chris has also set up a franchise-specific webpage. What's that domain?
FranchiseeLegalCenter.com.
FranchiseeLegalCenter.com. So check that out. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Tom.